1-800-477-1037. Got a couple of things here I want to share with you, Patrick McBradley.
Yes, sir.
Matthew McMatthew. T. Travis.
Lay it on me.
I don't have anything quite like that. I just got a couple of stories I was going to read you. But that's cool. However you like to roll, big guy. All right, here we go. Story, this is a Zone FU. Adam Wema, the running back from San Diego State. Pat loved the story because he said basically God told him it was a total...
Mind freak.
Total mind freak move.
You can't not sign him.
God told me not to go to camp. Mm. God told me to leave the combine because I'm going to play for Seattle.
Yeah, that's right.
He left. He was still dressed in his combine gear and had been at the Fort Lauderdale airport for three straight days. Before he left the combine, other strange behavior was reported. He apparently was in a meditative state in his hotel room, was not responding to people calling his name.
All part of the master plan, my man. You'll cease.
Boy, God's really doing a number on this kid.
Crazy? Crazy like a fox.
While at the Mass in Indianapolis, he told a chaplain for the Packers that, let's see here. This is a weird story. Oh. He has already changed his Twitter bio to say Seahawks number 8. Way ahead of the curve.
Okay, man, that's a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got God on your side. You don't have to really just now threaten Seattle with your Twitter handle.
He talked to Jim Baraniak, the chaplain for the Packers, and he mentioned that Muema was the first player to attend the service in its 8-year history. Apparently he was doing it in Indianapolis. Moyman took that as a sign, the number 8 especially, 8-year history, and explained that was his reason for leaving the combine. He told me numbers told him to do this. I thought he meant the book of the Bible. In the days since, he was dropped by his agent and returned to California. A San Diego State spokesman confirmed to the Times that the school's football coaches had been in contact with him. No decision has been made as to whether or not he will participate in their pro day on March 19th. Yes, he says because he was the first one to attend this service that they do at the Combine in the 8-year history of it, he took that as a sign, the number 8, that should be his number and that he should leave.
Okay, so it did have to do with the Bible, or that guy thought since he said
numbers. Not numbers, the book of the Bible. Numbers, the number 8.
So it has nothing to do with the Bible?
No, it's just weird.
Okay, he's just weird.
Yeah, he's got issues. All right, we got a top 10 list here. You ready?
Yes!
And then we'll do some entertainment.
I like to think the whole show is entertaining.
Sometimes it is. Today is a pretty good one. All right, this is a top 14 list, and it's top 14 rules that Nick Saban is pushing to implement in addition to that 10-second runoff.
I like it.
One for each team in the SEC. 14 rules. Number 14, regardless of the outcome of the season, Alabama is awarded the national championship. Number 13.
He almost got that pass.
He did. This is written by Clay Travis, by the way, who some people don't like. He's a bit of a lightning rod, that one.
Yeah.
Number 13 list, the NCAA rulebook does not apply to Lane Kiffin. In fact, any penalty Lane Kiffin incurs will be assessed to Bruce Pearl. Number 12, when Brett Bielema is fired from Arkansas, he's guaranteed a job at my Mercedes-Benz dealership.
Oh, boy.
That's mean. He says when Brett Bielema is fired from his job... Or when he's fired from his job at the Benz dealership, he's guaranteed a job cleaning my lake house. And when he's fired from his job cleaning my lake house, he received the Samford head coaching job for life. Number 11, when running a read option, mobile quarterbacks are not allowed to hand off to running backs. That really is unfair. Very distracting. Can't decide who to tackle. Number 10 on the list, no team wearing crimson may be called for holding. Number 9, repeat after me, 12 games of regular season football and hurry up, no huddle, offense equals a death wish. Number 8 on this list of new rules Nick Saban would like to see enacted. It is permissible for coaches to stand on stools on the sideline to see over the line of scrimmage. Oh, little Nick. I relate to that. Number 7, Alabama players may sell their uniforms and gear after each game. Top 6, here we go. All teams must huddle on offense. No field goal attempt may be returned for a touchdown. That's a good rule. Number 4 on the list, the SEC will move to 9 conference games, but Alabama will play Kentucky 6 times each year. Number 3 on this list, only 4 and 5-star recruits could play on the field. Well, that's not really fair. Could be an unfair advantage. play 11 on 3. Number 2 on the list, Gus Malzahn may not coach football anymore. And number 1 on the list of new rules Nick Saban would like to see enacted in college football, Auburn may no longer play college football.
Pretty good list.
Well done, Clay Travis. All right, we've got, is this Lavelle?
Correct.
All right, Lavelle, welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
My friend, you're the only person on the line. I would feel terrible if I didn't.
All right, I just want to, all these Razorback fans that call every week complaining about the Razorback basketball team, complaining about Mike Anderson, I want them to call in today and praise him for winning the game, okay? Every time they lose, the calls keep coming in. I've been listening for 30 minutes. I ain't heard anybody say anything good about Mike Anderson and the Razorback.
Listen,
they do it both ways.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm not – I try not to be. I don't always do well with this. I try not to be I told you so guy. Because I told you so guy, everybody hates. Even people who agreed with you when you were saying it. So I try to avoid that. But, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who have eaten crow. Mike is not the kind of guy to rub it in. At least he doesn't seem like it to me. Coach A is a pretty humble guy. I'm not the kind of guy. I try to be a gracious winner because I do it so rarely. I'm a terrible loser, admittedly.
But here's the thing about Coach A. He's been there before. He's been at a Missouri. When he took over from Missouri, if you guys remember, he had to kick off like 3-4 guys. They had a rough couple years. So he's been in a position to where he knew it was going to be tough and the fans would turn some of them against him. He'd probably get a lot of media people that would question what he's doing. He's been here, so he understands that's part of the he was here with Coach Richardson when it all happened. He understands that's part of his job.
But you're right, Lavelle. We go back a few short weeks, and they're questioning his recruiting, his player substitutions, whether or not his system can work in college basketball anymore.
That was one where I had heard that one. Is it time that this style can't work anymore? Like it's basketball. What are you talking about?
The only thing people never bashed was his look. He is definitely a very well-dressed man. He credits his wife.
Thanks to Marshita.
Nobody ever argued that the man knows how to wear a suit. But that was
right,
it. Everything else was
right.
Up for grabs.
Not since the days of John Gotti have we seen anybody roam around in suits so sharp. Yeah. He looks like he looks like the mafia king of college basketball.
Yeah, right now he does. He's a Paizan.
He'll throw a pinstripe on you.
He's a Paizan from another mother.
He'll throw a pinstripe on you.
Don't get me started on the mafia and basketball, because we can look at all the top schools and say, oh.
If there was actual mafia involved in the basketball, John Calipari would win a national championship every year, and he ain't even the fourth best team in the SEC.
Here's
right
what
now.
Happens when the mafia get involved in college basketball. You get all kinds of point-shaving scams.
Right.
Much like happened in Boston College and a bunch of other schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what they're after.
Right.
Yeah.
They get it. They get it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Thank you. If Arkansas was shaving points last night, they went a little too deep. I think there were probably a few nicks
What
left
was
behind.
The spread last night?
8.
No. What was the spread of last night's game before the game?
8.
8 points.
8.
8 points?
They won by eight.
Hey.
They won by 8 like 4 times. They won by 8 a quarter, and there weren't even quarters in the game.
Listen, you know what I want today?
They were up by 40 at least.
I want Joe from North Little Rock to call
and
explain what he was talking about when he took a pint.
That's a bad move. All righty then. It's one of the oldest sayings in the history of the world. Hell hath no wrath.
Like a woman scorned.
Like a woman scorned, Pat Bradley. And that goes for Mrs. Raymond Felton, who already called the cops on her now estranged husband for having illegally unregistered guns in their home that she claims he threatened her with. Now she has gone even further. According to TMZ, his wife, Ariane Raimondo Felton, which again still to this day is the weirdest middle name ever.
You love that, don't you?
Consider she married a guy named Raymond, yes. Claims that he cheated on her. They were only married for 19 months. Come on, Ray. She wants the prenup thrown out because of the cheat. Her requests don't stop there. She wants him to finish paying the last 2 years of her law school at Fordham.
She was probably miserable to be around.
So how about that?
Wait. What about law school in Fordham?
She has 2 years left. He wants her to pay. She wants him to pay for it. And she wants the prenup torn up because he cheated on her, according to her, allegedly.
No. No.
First NBA guy ever to be accused of such.
Other than Dwayne Wade.
Moving on. Yes, but his woman stuck with him. She had no problem with it. You knocked another chick up? I still love you. Bill Murray ended his 21-year estrangement from his longtime pal and collaborator Harold Ramis, also his own favorite, God rest his soul, before he died, by visiting the ailing actor and director in his native Chicago. The Ghostbusters co-stars fell out of favor following a dispute on the set of the 93 Groundhog Day, and Ramis revealed in a 2009 interview that old friends had no social relationship whatsoever. How do you get upset doing Groundhog Day? It was a little repetitive. I could see how that could be a bit of a grind.
I think Bill Murray may just have some issues getting along with people.
Was he acting like Phil?
Boy, the beautiful and talented Andy McDowell hanging around all day. I don't know how he could possibly be in a bad mood with her rolling around.
With that ray
of character
sunshine.
In the movie had a problem.
Yeah, and he
was staying in character.
Maybe
clearly.
That's
for 21 years.
Yeah, listen, he's really committed to the role, okay, bub?
Maybe he was, maybe like the guy in Office Space, he was hypnotized. And he never came out of it.
Don't know if that works.
Growing up Catholic, I used to really, really dread Lent. I don't like giving up anything. In fact, I like to add more bad things to my habits. Hope everybody had a great Ash Wednesday.
Thanks, man.
According to Blessed Sacrament Pastor Monsignor Peter Finn, parishioners will make the effort to toss aside either soda, candy, bread, or drinking for the 40-day period most regularly. Booze, candy, soda, or bread? What would be the hardest for you to give up? Me too.
Bread. Soda.
I don't know.
Yeah, bread.
I love bread, but I almost never eat it. I could live without bread. I drink probably 5 sodas a year.
I can't. I love bread.
Yeah, bread.
I couldn't. I think beer would be the hardest one for me, but I could give up any of it probably.
I eat a lot of sandwiches.
If you were really going to challenge yourself, what would be the one thing that you wouldn't? I'd say what would be the hardest thing for me is coffee. Not even close. I don't even think I could do my job without coffee.
Coffee's great.
I'd be a terrible Mormon.
I'm already trying to drink less soda, so that's doable.
What would be the hardest thing for you to give up?
I think bread, because it's just so much and stuff.
Okay, bread for you, coffee for me. What's for you?
Yep, all those above.
What about Razorback basketball games this time?
Can't go without it, big guy. I got a great story here in the world of genealogy. You guys fascinated about genealogy?
No, not at all. I couldn't care.
I am. It's amazing.
I couldn't possibly care less, but go on. I'm very enthused about your story.
The folks at genie.com, G-E-N-I.com, have made a bizarre connection, this via TMZ. Spike Lee and Brad Pitt. Spike Lee is Brad Pitt's 12th cousin. 12 generations ago... And this is how it goes. Stay with me. Brad's great, 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 great grandfather was the brother of Spike's great, 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 great grandmother.
What you talking about, Willis?
Spike Lee's
Brad Pitt are connected.
Brad Pitt's grandfather was Spike Lee's grandmother's. They were brother and sister. 12 generations ago.
That's a lot of generations.
We'll figure this out. Now I'm actually
interested. The people at genie.com. G-E-N-I.com.
Those things can be a little misleading, though.
Well, prove it.
They either were related
because
or they weren't.
Because once you start going back generations and generations, you find you're related to a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's...
Right.
That doesn't mean it's not like...
Spike Lee's not related to me, though, so that's cool that he's related to Brad
Pitt. Maybe he is related to you.
You have the Hill Houses. Tell me if you guys are related to any of these last names. Griswold.
No.
Clark.
Shelton. Mm-mm. Jackson.
Not that. Yes.
Isbell.
By marriage. No.
See? Hill House. Did I ever ask you that?
Mm-mm.
There you go. Lee. Conway. There you go.
Conway. I'm related to a Greenbrier, not a Conway.
I'm going to go straight to this website. Who is the most famous person you're related to?
That's a good question. I'd like to know that.
Who's the most famous Acre out there?
Charles Atlas was from my family's from Acre, Italy. Did you know that?
Really?
True story.
Yes, I actually did know that.
My family's not
you
from
You told me that the first time I met you.
That's my go-to line. Whenever I was trying
to... Hi, I'm Justin.
Meet new friends, pick up chicks, that's a good way to go. Charles Atlas is from... No. I don't know. That's a good question. Let me get we got a call in here about this. Doug wants to weigh in.
Yes. I wanted to tell Pat if he wants... I have some good genealogy if you wanted to look at it sometime. I bring it by the station, but actually Brad Pitt and the Bushes and all those people are actually were descendants of William the Conqueror, which came from Queen Elizabeth and all that stuff. But anyway,
I love it. Thank you, big guy.
You ever heard of William Travis from the Alamo? We got the same last name.
Yeah, you do.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
Yep.
It means
and you
nothing.
You have a Bowie knife, too, don't you?
Let me just tell you this. Acri is a town and commune of the province of Cosenza in Calabria. Dante Calabria. Yeah. North Carolina.
Calabria, yeah. That's us.
Dante. It's built on three hills.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
That's what Calabria means, three hills. I just made that up.
I call my Bowie knife my Arkansas toothpick.
Does it say anything about Chuck Atlas in there?
It does. People. Vincenzo Giulia. He's a writer, and then Charles Atlas, American bodybuilder, Silvio Vigla, glass artist, and Marcello Guido, architect.
Typecast. What's up?
Famous Acres.
Hello? What's this guy's name, Matt?
I couldn't even tell what he was saying, but I'm just going to go with
Bert.
Him and let him do it.
Bert?
Hey.
Huh?
What's up, Tiger Bait?
Hey, put Justin Acres on the phone. This is Dick Vitale, baby. The angry little man, Justin Acri. Hey, you got something to be happy about, baby? You got something to be happy about today?
This is the worst Vitale ever.
Hey, you got the Nolan Richardson, man, rolling with Dolan, baby. Rolling with Dolan. Taking a hike with Mike, baby. Flying a kite with Mike. Flying a kite with Mike, baby. I saw the bell, baby. He's shooting like Al Dillon. Shooting like Al Dillon. I'm wearing my diaper, baby. Bobby Portis. He's wearing a diaper.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
All right.
Well, he got three. You wasted three bullets on him, huh?
You got to make sure he's dead, Pat. I'm not going to risk anything. 433-1037.
Three in the head, you know they're dead.
477-1037.
Y'all see a Scarlett Johansson 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't look at me, bro.
It wasn't you? I'd claim that.
Wasn't for a lack of trying.
Apparently you have to actually be in contact.
Who's the dude that pretends that it's accidental but intentionally knocked one past the goalie on this one? Who's the dude?
Dork, he looks like.
Well, of course he does. She has not been the same since she and Ryan Reynolds broke up. She made out with Sean Penn.
Romain Doriac.
Reynolds broke up.
A French journalist.
I'd rather make out with a dirty ashtray. It's the same difference. Because then I wouldn't have to have a conversation with Sean Penn afterwards. What?
He's a lame French journalist.
Oui?
With another lame name, Romain Doriac.
Oh, the lettuce man.
He looks like a big sissy.
Oh, oui.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She's got a thing for Frenchies, and so does, what's his name?
Bob Acri.
No, her. Who's the little actress that was in Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie?
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's married to a little Frenchy dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
All right. That Black Swan.
Listen to this. Pat is fascinated by this genealogy thing. Can we do some birthday trivia?
No, listen.
It's birthday. It's all related.
Bob Acri
yeah.
is known as a god amongst the men and women of jazz.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Mr. Acri. Bob Acri.
Oh, yeah.
The great jazzician.
Oh, jazzician. Is that what he is?
Yes.
You, my friend.
Have you ever heard of Bob?
Acri, no.
Oh, I'm looking this guy up.
You know, Ethan makes a great point. I am related by marriage to Britney Spears. It's a good point. It's true. My wife is her grandfather and Britney's grandfather are like brothers or something.
You need to send Bob. It's bobacri.com.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Okay, here we go.
He's a pianist.
Yeah, sure he is. Whoa. It's a family show.
If anybody missed Jeff Taylor's picks, it's always going to be on
the Twitter machine?
Yeah, Justin Acri 7.
Yeah, go ahead, Justin Acri 7. Go at it. Get you some. All right, here we go. Today's birthdays. It's a very short but distinguished list. Are you ready, genealogy man, to win? Matt, what do we got to give away?
Something good.
God. How about Pat's attention? It's already gone.
It's the missing link. Bob Acri it looks like a cross between you and Rod Blagojevich.
I don't know. Does Pat recommend the ciabatta bacon from Wendy's?
Yes, he does.
Well, I'll give two of those to the winner.
What a deal.
Or whatever else they
David
want
and Freddy, here we go. Matt, you're representing David, Pat, Freddy. Three guys only. Here we go. Ready? Three men, all three
Let's
men.
Let's do it. Three men and a baby. All right.
This guy is a disgraced mayor, not named
Rob Ford.
Martin Berry.
Marion Berry.
Marion Berry. Very good, Matt.
Not to be confused with Arkansas's Marion Berry.
No, that guy's above reproach.
Yes.
God bless him. One of my all-time favorites. He's a very nice man from the 1st District. What do you say there, Matty T?
Yes, see, the B set him up. He is 64 years old.
70.
That's a horrible guess. Both of you, 78.
He's an old
man. Man, he looks great for
an old crack-smoking man. Yeah.
This guy was on General Hospital and the Jackie Thomas Show, but he is better known for some of his other work that you might be familiar with, such as, but not limited to...
John Stamos.
No.
The guy from the Greek yoga commercials?
He was in...
What man?
James Franco.
True Lies.
Oh, Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold. Good get, Matty T.
Thank you.
That's how you describe Tom Arnold?
I didn't know he was on
Mr. Roseanne Barr. I was going to get to the meteor stuff. I was trying to be obscure initially.
True Lies, well, it's either...
You get to start obscure, then you get more obvious. Like, I'm not going to come over the next guy and go, he did this, because otherwise it'd be obvious. I'm going to make it hard.
He married a cow.
Why you got to torture me, man?
He married a cow.
Oh.
Tom Arnold.
How old is he, Pat?
Tom? He is, he's 57.
Hey, man, nah.
That is a good guess, but he's 56.
Thanks, bud.
He's 55. All right, we've got 3-1. Pat, you need a win and a bingo bango.
I got not a lot of birthdays today.
Oh, I told you, it's a short but distinguished list in honor of me.
Short. You and Bob.
All right, I'm going to have an audio clue for you here. This audio clue is presented today.
Can I double down? No.
No. You have nothing to lose, so you can't bet.
Oh.
Nice try, though.
Double jeopardy.
This guy is celebrating a birthday today.
Well,
and he says lots of stuff. I'm trying to find which one I want to go.
Country, what nationality is he?
Americano.
Okay, I'm going to look him up on genie.com.
All right, here we go. This guy celebrates a birthday today. And here we go.
I think Mr. Walton.
Shaq!
Has broken the big man pecking order code, ordinance 2257. Which means no big man under should talk about a big man above. It's just not right. And that's just disrespectful. And I earn my respect. His resume isn't quite good enough to speak on what I've done.
I'm giving Ricky Rubio a name right now. What's that? The Italian Pete Maravich.
The Italian Pete Maravich. You're going to lose.
Spanish. Excuse me.
Spanish
Pete Maravich.
Hey, listen, you're getting a little out of hand, compadre. You know how great Pete Maravich was?
Not a whole lot of folks going to follow that nickname. Luke Rignall.
First off, you call it from the wrong country. Of course not.
Yeah, he's Spanish.
Close enough.
Ricky Rubio is not...
The NBA fined you $35,000.
They fined me $35,000? Why, Kevin? I got fined $35,000.
The officials are utilizing the instant replay. They're ejecting Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I just told them that I, you know, played through everything. And I told them in the second half, you know, they're going to play me single coverage. Let me make them pay. I'm still the baddest 36-year-old ever created.
Only thing I call cowardly is when you're up by 10 and do it. That's a coward move. And I didn't say nothing last year, but that's a coward move. You know, they should really, you know, do something about that. But, you know, when you're down, I could see using that as a strategy. But when you're up 10, 15 points, really no need for that. That's a coward move.
Have you talked to Roger Bell after you gave him that nice elbow?
Yeah, I told him it was an accident. Hmm. And I told him in Spanish.
He is a clown.
He got in trouble for doing the, who's the big Asian center that he got in trouble for ridiculing?
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, remember that?
I think a lot of people ridiculed Yao.
He did the Ching Chong thing.
Oh, he said bang ding Yao.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yao Ming?
He accused him of being a pilot on a... crashed San Francisco bound flight.
Oh,
those were great clips, but not one from Kazam.
No, unfortunately,
or Steel.
We're fresh out, Matt.
What about we certainly have a little Shaq Fu in there?
Well, that was a video game.
Are
there albums?
Yeah, musicians bracket.
Why don't we see if we can buy a can of beer farts and it'll be about the same difference? Hey, Pat, how old is Shaquille O'Neal? You need a bingo and a bango.
I'm torn.
Okay.
I'm very, very torn here. Because
Betwixt what numbers? I'll tell you.
42 and 43.
Oh, buddy.
Because it was 93,
let me just tell you this.
20, 2014.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. You're right on one of them.
Thank you, big guy.
The other one's wrong.
Thank you, big guy.
Only one of them's right. He is stuck betwixt two numbers. What's it going to be?
Is this 2014?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go like this. I'm going to go 93, 20, 2014, he's 42.
He's 42.
Ah!
Bingo bango, you win. You won. You won.
Which means...
you won.
He came out early in the 93 draft. That's
impressive. I think you saw my paper.
Was he number 32 when he played for the Magic?
I don't remember his number. What number is he? I'm not good with numbers. Tommy Smith is good
Freddie's
with
numbers. Freddie's the winner, right?
Freddie, sorry. Pat screwed you
sorry,
over
Freddie.
There, David. Bummer for you, David.
I'll give them both.
Yeah, I mean, we got ciabattas coming out our ears. Wow, that's mean, Jana. I can't repeat that on the air, but she's not a fan of the whole genealogy thing for whatever reason.
Why?
Apparently, she didn't like who she's related to.
How could you not like genealogy?
I don't know. That's like not liking science.
I don't get it. I mean, it's no like or dislike. It is what it is.
Hey, don't feel bad, Jana. We all got some whacked out relatives.
Oh.
Don't feel.
Jana who? You know what I think she needs?
Just some emailer.
What is so funny? Listen,
what do you
I
got
know what
there?
Jana needs.
Oh, man, she needs a smoky smoke.
Yeah, she does. She needs to unwind and relax with some friends and coworkers. Or maybe she didn't like friends, coworkers, and family members. Go there by yourself. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, downtown Little Rock, relaxing atmosphere. Over 150 different blends of fine cigars. They got a great drink menu where the knowledgeable staff will help pair up your cigar and your drink. Even if you're not a cigar smoker, they have great smoke eaters there. It doesn't overwhelm you. Located downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just across from the State House Convention Center.